Gayest Radio, where you are, family. I'm Hendrik, and this is another episode of Theatre Bitches. With me today is Marie de Tooy. Marie, of course, a famous South African singer and a theatre personality and a very good friend for many, many years. So we went to the theatre yesterday, and we're going to tell you all about...
Oh, Kinky Boots.
Kinky Boots, on at the Fugard Theatre at the moment. So that's what we'll be talking about today, right here on Gay SA Radio with your family. We'll be talking about the theatre, our experience when we got there.
Oh, wonderful.
We'll talk a little bit about what the theatre looks like and the history. I don't know how much you know about the theatre.
Oh, not much. It's great to go to.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Mm. And then, of course, we'll untangle the whole production for you and tell you a little bit more about why you should or shouldn't go and see Kinky Boots. Right, Maria, are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Cool, so we'll be back in just a moment, and we'll start off by talking about the theatre. I'm Hendrik here on Gayest Radio, and this is Theatre Bitches.
Do you want to meet the person who can introduce you to your next client? Net Your Niche is an online networking platform that reduces the time, money, and effort of traditional marketing and allows you to focus on what truly matters. Meeting someone who can refer you to the exact person you're looking for. No more calling secretaries and being put on hold. Sign up today at a 20% discount and make sure you don't miss out on meeting new clients any longer. Visit us on nyn.co.za or call us on 012-947-9599.
Okay, so ready with your family. I'm Hendrik, and we are talking everything theatre today, and with me, Marie de Tooy, very good friend and singer. So, Marie, a little bit later, you're going to tell us all about your show.
That'll be nice.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, free plugging, that's and free coffee. So there
lucky
you go.
Lucky girl.
So, Marie, Kinky Boots.
Well, I must say, when you invited me to come and watch the show, I actually had no idea what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm so glad you invited me to watch the show.
I've never been to the Fugard. I've been here now a few months in Cape Town, but haven't been to the Fugard. This was my first time, I must say. Very beautiful theatre.
Oh, it's a lovely theatre, and it lends itself towards good musicals.
It's a little intimate. It's like I said to you at the time, it's like a little bit European theatre. You know, it's like this horseshoe shape with these stacked balconies at the back. And it's like you're right on top of them, but not quite. But it was amazing.
It's amazing. And even if you're sitting way at the back, you can see every facial expression, every movement. It really is, in my mind, the perfect theatre, if I can quote-unquote that.
I would love to be on that stage to feel what it feels like to just look up at that, you know, and how do you play to that? I think the cast did that very well. So, yeah, lovely experience. Beautiful foyer also in that theatre.
Hmm? Well, that foyer is actually fantastic because you walk in there, and as an audience member, you often get lost in foyers. Some foyers are very...
vast.
You walk for miles. But this was quite intimate. There's a lounging area. There's a coffee stand. There's the bar, of course, very important for a glass of wine.
But it has a sort of cafe, a Cape Town cafe feel.
Yes, and all ages. You know, that was quite nice that this particular show is for families. Mm. And you get the buzz. So by the time you go into the theater, you kind of feel like old friends out for a good night together.
And we are going to talk about what a great night afternoon we had together watching Kinky Boots. That's all coming up in just a few moments. I'm Hendrik here on Gayest Radio. With me is Marie de Tooy. We're going to play you some music now. Remember, we only play LGBTQ+ allies, artists, and icons. Enjoy. We'll talk some more in a moment.
Are our presenters saying something controversial? Tell us what you think on Twitter by using the handle at GaySAradio.
GaySAradio, we are family. I'm Hendrik, sitting here looking at the beautiful mountain. This is the best studio in the whole world. I just have that view. Talking about Kinky Boots with Marie de Tooy.
Yes.
Marie, so let's talk about the show. Overall impression of the show.
I walked out on a high. Mm? And as a matter of fact, I'm a bit on a high right now. The colorful, energetic, amazing, it's an experience of like a dream come true. And it sounds a little cliche, but truly you walk into a set that takes you way back into an old standard shoe shop. And the next moment you're looking at cabaret a la drag, and it is insanely fantastic. The music was great. The performances were great. The costumes were wonderful. any in a nutshell, if people had to ask me on the street, what do you think? I just say, it's a blast. It's fantastic. Go.
You know, I do agree with you. It's such a great vehicle, the script for South African talent. And my God, we have talent in this country.
Oh,
I mean,
we do.
And I felt at some point like it was like a talent assault. Like there's all this talent, like 15, 17 people, how many people on stage? And they're all just projecting all that energy at you. It's like you cannot but be affected in a very kind of, I don't know, deep level as to the message of the story and the energy with which it's told and the honesty and the kind of importance of what is said on that stage.
What you just said about honesty I find very important, because if an artist believes what they're performing, you can read that. And yes, truly, I mean, every character, you truly believe that they were in the situations they were. And I loved every single one of them. It was very believable, yes. And I think that's why you sit there with your heart swelling in your chest, because it's not just a good show with great voices. It's a good story with real people.
And we're going to talk about those great voices and the people behind them in just a moment and thread this out even more for you. We're talking about Kinky Boots here. I'm Hendrik and talking with Marie du Toit. And we're going to talk a lot more about the show because it's just
awesome.
Hello, darlings. This is your Queen of the Skies, Kathy Specific here. For the first time in history, an all-gay vacation hits the shores of Africa. Proudly brought to you by Afrigay. Join myself and the seductively saucy trolley dotties as we take you to the beautiful island of Mauritius to experience magnificent sun, sea and surf, a few decadent parties and the chance to make fabulous friends from all over the world. This unique event will be hosted by South Africa's aviation goddesses and your tantalizingly tempting poster girls for travel. For more information, buckle up, bitches, and book your spot at gaysayradio.co.za.
Gays Radio, your family. I'm Hendrik, and I'm here in Cape Town, sitting looking at the mountain on a beautiful Monday morning after we went to see a Sunday matinee of Kinky Boots. And with me went my great friend. Oh, what terrible English is that?
Great friend.
With me. My great friend Marie went with me. Let's just say that.
I'm honored. Thanks, Marie.
It's Monday morning, so you know. So, Marie, Kinky Boots, we've been talking about the theater where it is. We've been talking about the overall impression of the production. Let's talk about the actors themselves. Now, you must excuse me. I didn't know who these people were because we didn't get programs. That was a slight problem for me.
You know, I did find that...
I'd love to know more.
By accident, I discovered that there is kind of a screen that flips. That shows you, but I mean, with
there was a board outside with the names, because obviously it changes sometimes. Because I know also before the show started, they announced somebody else was doing something, so I wasn't quite sure. So yeah, I missed a program because I would like to sit now and look at pictures and
I'm the same.
I can't look at the press release.
But I must say, if we had a program, we wouldn't bother looking at it because the show was just so incredible.
So we're going to talk about the characters and not the actors. We're also not quite sure which actor played the role on Sunday. Because there are some interchangeable ones, because we didn't take a picture of them. I'm sure we can find out. But anyway, let's talk about the characters, you know, that way. But Charlie is the main character. Okay, I can tell you the actor's name is Darren Craig.
Yes, very good.
Darren has a voice for days.
Oh, yeah.
My goodness.
My dad would have said a steam like a voice, and that is true. No, really lovely. And I must say, the way he portrayed the character of Charlie was just brilliant, because we're looking at this very boring kind of person. You know, his life is a bit in a rut, but the energy level he uses to point out his dismay with this life of his that goes nowhere, and then suddenly his partner in crime, the following character, whom I'm sure you will introduce, joins him in his world. You see a new Charlie arrive, and by the end of the play, it's like a reincarnated Charlie character. I don't want to give away too much, but all I can say is you're looking at a real person, quote unquote, who has this journey that he goes on, and at the end of this journey, it's actually the beginning of a new journey of acceptance and love of his own life.
And I was surprised at how much of the show rests on that character's shoulder and that actor's shoulder who has to carry the whole thing. I mean, he's on stage practically every scene. I mean, it's a big role.
Yes.
It's a big role. And he does it with aplomb. I mean, he does it with such style and grace. He is a young person. He's not an old actor. I mean, he's relatively inexperienced, which I thought, you know, in the beginning, I thought there is a little sing-song. He's gotten into a rhythm somewhere of things. But he broke out of that, and it was, as you say, a completely convincing character. Great voice.
Oh, my goodness. When he did his solos, I mean, his quiet time solos, his monologue solos, I could say, I was blown away. Mm. I mean, you know that I leaned over to you several times with my mouth hanging on my, you know, on my bra strap. Mm. And I was just absolutely agog. It was brilliant.
Well done.
And then the other character.
Lola. Or Simon. Simon, who becomes Lola.
Yes.
Becomes Simon again somewhere.
Talk about chalk and cheese, eh?
Yo.
Two such very different characters and fall in love with both of them.
Again, now we're not quite sure if it was Earl Gregory who was in, because there is a substitute we saw, so we're not quite sure. Terrible reviewers we are, not knowing who we're talking about. But, wow.
Brilliant.
Wow.
Oh my word.
Oh my heavens.
Much more of a lady than I could ever be.
I know drag queens in Cape Town. I mean, I know a few drag queens in Cape Town. And that character is authentic, if a little big, because it's theater, obviously you have to play it a little big, but it's very authentic, if what I know from drag queens and, you know, RuPaul's Drag Race and all that nonsense that we see these days. So, what a beautiful character, and what an interesting story arc for that character as well. That
also coming from a dark space and rediscovering.
This new thing with the shoes and then the boots and...
And sex.
sex.
You know what I really loved about the Lola character is the sense of care. Mm. Behind that greatness and the colors and the oh my darling is so much love and so much care for the characters around her.
Yeah.
And that was really touching.
Mm. Well, we're going to talk much more about the rest of the cast now, but first we're going to have to get some more coffee. We baked some scones, so we're going to have that. And we'll be back with you in a few moments. Have a listen to some of our music on our playlist. And, of course, please support our advertisers. I'm Hendrik here on Gay SA Radio, where you are family. Follow Gay SA Radio on Instagram. Gay SA Radio, where you are family. I'm Hendrik. This is an episode of Theatre Bitches. And with me is my great friend from many, many years ago. I won't say how long. Marie de Toy is also a singer and actress. We studied together. So we know a slight little bit about theatre and musicality and that sort of stuff. I always said I would make a great Idols judge.
Ah.
Because I can tell if somebody can sing within the first 3 seconds.
That's actually
I just know. Yes, no. It's like easy.
Absolutely.
Like and yesterday there were no no's for me in Kinky Boots.
I agree. 3 seconds in, you know, okay, this character's going to carry us.
You are safe.
Yes.
There was one character that we said that we couldn't quite figure out what was his purpose.
Yes. Now, I don't know how to put the character into position.
It was early on.
There was a quick scene change to a rock club kind of rock song.
With a nice song, though, I must say.
Yes. Very nice song. And then our main character, Charlie, had a friend who was a musician in this place. Yeah. And they had a quick exchange. And I didn't find that character necessarily had a place in the telling of the story. Lovely character, great voice, very handsome guy to look at. But, I think that was a character that left a little question mark for me
to I wasn't quite integrated.
How did that build on the tale it was telling?
But, I mean, Charlie's girlfriend, she was the bitch of the story. not a nice person, she turned out to be. But, one can
understand. Her dream just went a different direction.
But well played.
Very well played.
Charlie's girlfriend-to-be, or the one who has a crush on him.
Oh, my goodness, what a star.
The tiniest
little dynamic piece of dynamite I've seen on the stage in a long time. And what a voice.
Hey, and great acting skills, too.
Comedy timing. Oh, gosh, we were laughing. I mean,
but
we
when
were
she throws,
ourselves.
I told you during the show, I saw her in another production, which I think was Rent. And wasn't she also in Color Purple.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
But I mean, when she opens her mouth and she pushes her diaphragm down, you get it. Like that assault I was talking earlier. She like, wow, she throws that talent at you.
It's like a wind that throws your hair back.
No, it's quite incredible. And all the supporting actors. I mean, our friend Glenn Swart that we know from many years ago.
Glenn has such a great voice.
Wow.
Oh,
and
so
beautiful
impressed.
Presence also as the father. And he did that very beautifully.
Lovely. Yeah, the interaction among the characters.
The children, the young versions of the main characters.
Were lovely. Yeah. Yes, the two boys. Brilliant.
The factory workers, they were fantastic, and there was some great choreography also. We'll talk about choreography in just a moment, but some choreography with those desks and things they did.
Fantastic.
And then, of course, Lola's sidekicks.
Lola.
Your favorites, aren't they?
Hench chicks. Oh, they were so stunning. Yeah. Oh, my word. And on those heels, look, I've seen a lot of guys dance on heels, but these blokes, oh, my word, they were fantastic. Mm. Absolutely stunning. Their makeup was fantastic. They were so sexy, so sexy. I don't think anybody in that theater was not totally infatuated with at least one of them.
Yes. No, I liked because it was four, one black and three white. And you know, I kept on watching the black guy. He was like, and I'm sorry, I don't know what your name is, but you're fabulous. Because it might have been one of those substitutions that they announced at the beginning
possibly,
of the show.
I thought so.
But sure. No, really, the dedication and the commitment. I always look, and this is something I am sure you know as well from drama school, I look at people's feet when they act, because you can see when they're honest with their feet.
Are they taking a strong
stance? Are they standing or are they, you know, and you can see the character and characterization and all that starts from the feet. I mean, we've had that exercise where you have to wear stones in your shoes to change the way you walk, you know, all that sort of nonsense. So, and with this, with all these high heels and stuff that they wore, it also has a huge... I mean, what was the character saying, Lola saying at the beginning on 6-inch heels, she feels like so tall that she's like walking, breathing different air.
And you can see it. You can see it. Oh, and her draggles, I tell you, they were so sassy. Like you say, I mean, every moment that they were like, just even in the background, they were in character.
Yeah, they were there.
I love that about the actors in Kinky Boots, really, because you can veer your focus off anything and just stare at some random performer and they're in character.
Mm. We're going to talk about some of the technical aspects next. So that's the band, the staging, the choreography, all of those sort of things, the theme changes. And that's coming up right here on Gayest Radio. I'm Hendrik and we're going to chat some more about Kinky Boots in just a moment.
You can follow Gay SA Radio on Facebook, Instagram or Twitter. Gay SA Radio, where you are family.
Gay SA Radio, where you are family. I'm Hendrik, and Kinky Boots is how many awards is this thing going to win?
That's oh, my word.
Our production of choice today. Oh, my God, that thing's going to sweep
us. I think that production chose us. Really, because I haven't blabbed so happily about a production in years.
No, really.
Oh, really. It's fantastic.
And it seems the Fugard Theatre in Cape Town is becoming quite adept at producing these really great musicals.
It's the place to go, I must say. It really is a marvelous venue.
So the other thing that really impressed me about the show was the set design and the way the scene changes work. That was so clever.
So slick.
And simple too, but so effective.
The giant bits that they were swinging about, but what I found great was the way the desks of the factory workers suddenly got swung around and became catwalks and who knows what. It was brilliant.
It was really amazing. The whole choreography around that. Also, we were talking about some of the choreography they do standing on desks, but you can see it's very safe because it's only from the waist up, you know, and it's all hands and face, and so they won't step off and fall accidentally and so on. So that for me was really astounding, and the way also projections were used. Remember that one point where he was designing the shoes and they rolled out that big
banner
sort of, and the projections on that, and it
was
so beautifully done.
Modern. It was very clever.
Yeah.
Very clever. And the fact that the play takes place, or musical rather, takes place on two main levels. Mm-hmm. You've got your main play area at the bottom where all the major dance steps were thrown out, and then your kind of a balcony area where a lot of the interaction and little band playing happened. Yeah. And then, of course, at the top, that's what's so nice about this theater, that the band is at the top behind a kind of a net
wall. It's a glass kind of thing.
And if with the right lighting, you can point out performers, but if the lighting changes, the band is invisible. They were fantastic. Mm. They didn't miss a beat.
Not at all, no.
Oh, my word. No, I was very impressed with the music. Mm. I really was.
That was a tight band. Mm. And the way that the ensemble works together. And I think that's kind of tricky because you can't see the band leader from where you perform.
No, you're not.
So you've just got to trust, and there's a lot of trust.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure the drummer is one of the most important people in this show. Hey,
yeah, they always hide the poor drummer behind a perspex wall. What I just think also is that whoever did the sound engineer
was
deserves
really
an award.
There was
No squeak, nothing.
I was very impressed by that.
It's a drama just to give good sound to one vocalist and hear a whole cast with
16, 17
and it was all radio mics.
But also the theatre is small enough that their natural voices also come through. They don't depend on it like they would in a big theatre.
That's very true. But what I did like about how the singers handled their microphones was they gave the energy. And I always say if you're going to use a microphone, don't hold back your energy. Mm. The microphone only enhances what you give. Mm. So, yes, that was fantastic. And the lighting.
The lighting was really good.
The lighting
My
was
favorite
good.
Was the scene changes. I must say those scene changes were choreographed to a T. There was just like, it was like a dance every time.
That's
and
true.
The way that they changed them and made them different spaces all the time. And
there was never a break in the motion.
And the way in the second half when it's also kind of changed slightly, you know, those sort of, I would be so interested to see how they would do this in another theater. Because now having seen Priscilla in Johannesburg on the big stage and having seen where it comes from, I can imagine it's quite different.
It must
Putting this on the teatro stage, for instance, in Monte Cassino, that's a biggish stage. It's going to change the production quite. And that would be very interesting to see.
Yeah.
That would be a very interesting transition to see how they do that.
Because I always find that if you work on a big stage, you can always bring it in a bit, you know, with your lighting. Mm. But a smaller stage, that's what you have to work with. And that was quite exciting. Like you say, the smooth change of sets. There was no hock fuss or anything like that. It was really smooth. So they knew their space. They utilized their space very, very well. No, really. Oh, no. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. And what I also liked was all the dancing with the heels. There was no weird clack, clack, clack.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It was it all
like
blended.
Elephants. Yeah, yeah.
Because it could sound like a gumboot dance if you're not careful.
Well, choreography also great. I can't really fault it in any way. It's a fantastic production.
Yes, really.
It's on at the Fugard Theatre, and you can go to their website. I'm sure it's called the Fugard Theatre. I will tell you in just a moment.
Yes, it is.
It is. Yes, thefugard.com, that's what it's called. And it's on the What's On page. It's a Kinky Boots page with all the actors and all the old things. If you want to read more about it, certainly go there. In a few moments, we're going to wrap this all up.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's what we're going to do and finish our coffee and tea and then be on our merry ways for today. Go and check out thefugard.com for Kinky Boots. I'm Hendrik here at Gaze Radio with your family. We'll chat some more in just a moment.
Just north of the fast-paced business world of Sandton, Johannesburg, lies the Indaba Hotel, Spa and Conference Center, nestled beneath the vista of the magnificent Magaliesberg Mountains.
Searching for the perfect gift but don't want the hassle of hitting the malls? Moana Spa Pamper Vouchers are now available online. Visit moanaspa.co.za for more info or to purchase your voucher. Quick, easy and convenient. Why not treat yourself or your better half to a Moana online Pamper Voucher? The perfect to me from me gift.
Great music here on Gaze Radio with your family. Remember, we only play LGBTQ plus allies, icons, and artists, all the main ones. So you'll hear Nakana Ture, you'll hear also, and you'll hear Cindy Lauper on our station as well.
Of
course, composed the music for
this. Fantastic.
Kinky Boots, the production we're talking about, and wrapping up on now. So, okay. We walked out of that theater on a high, hey?
Oh, we were dancing in our hearts. It was fantastic. I so wished I was wearing kinky boots when I walked out there.
That one woman sitting next to you when they took out that glitter silver boots.
I want those. It was fantastic. You know what I really loved? And I said this to you earlier. It was a family show. Now, you think this is like just for us open-minded kind of folks. But it was everybody. I mean, the grootste boere ooks and everybody, they... loved it. And everybody that walked out of that theater walked out with a sense of acceptance of lifestyles that are so different and more vibrant in comparison to their own. That really made me feel good. The underlying message of Kinky Boots is just be yourself and celebrate it. And I love that.
And accept somebody for who they are.
Yes.
Which I think was one of the characters'
absolutely.
Main sort of don. I mean, that's what I thought also while you were saying that there's you can identify with somebody in that play, even if you're a straight
yes.
with a boupé in it, you know.
Yes.
You could identify with Don to some degree.
Absolutely.
And go, well, I know how he feels with his morphish, you know.
Yeah.
And then maybe go on that journey with him, and that's part of the joy
but
of the
show. But I tell you, everybody wanted to wear kinky boots when they walked out of that theatre. Everybody, straight, it doesn't matter, everybody. And I think that is a successful story.
Yes,
really.
Indeed. And such a great smiley audience when they came out. Everybody was full of smiles.
I had no idea Kinky Boots was based on a true story, by the way.
Yeah.
Which makes it even more magnificent.
You must now watch the movie. It's quite different to the musical, but still
yes.
the same story. But very great, very great.
Yeah.
And of course, the whole thing we saw was based on the movie. So,
yes.
you know, it's one of those modern musicals. But wow, no. Highly recommended.
Yes,
let's give it stars out of five.
Oh, 6.5.
Oh, my
make
heavens.
It 7 out of 5.
Oh, there's some 3 awards of just there.
No, it was brilliant.
Yeah?
Really. Yeah.
Okay.
Brilliant.
It's still
brilliant.
On at the Fugard until the end of October of 2019. And I'm sure from there it'll have a long touring life. It'll most probably go to Joburg. And from there, you know, it goes to Hong Kong and all these places. Our productions are really great and tour well. I know the previous one, Priscilla, also toured very well, and people were
yes.
won many awards. So, yeah, you'd better get your seats for Kinky Boots. I'm sure they're going to sell out fast. The word is on the street that this is the show of the year.
Yes,
and
definitely.
If you're in Cape Town or anywhere close or have budget and can fly down to come and experience Cape Town and come for a day in the theatre,
come.
It's beautiful.
And bring for Oma Sam.
Amo,
I tell you, everybody
yes.
will love the show.
It's a lovely show. So, Marie, thank you very much for joining me.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Oh, but we're
so
not finished.
Fun.
No, wait. We're going to come back one last time and you're going to tell me all about your show.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. We have a brilliant person here who sings beautifully and does the most amazing shows. You're not going to go away. I'm going to talk to her right now and tell you all about it. I'm Hendrik. You're on Gay Asia Radio, where you are family.
Gay Asia Radio is really accessible. The easiest way to talk to us is to send us an email, studio@gayasiaradio.co.za.
Gays Radio, we are family. I'm sitting with Marie de Toy. We've been talking about Kinky Boots in this episode of Theatre Bitches. And now, Marie, it's you have to tell us what you are doing.
You know, I have to say, after talking about Kinky Boots, my little shanky seems so tiny, which it is. No, well, okay, what I can say is I am a very nostalgic person. And I've walked a bit of a serious path mm-hmm. with some mental illnesses, mental health issues, mm-hmm. and I've identified with quite a few other performers and, you know, Jan Alleman, people on the street that are struggling with all forms of depression and could be bipolar, what have you. And I decided, being such a molkoppie, that I would put this on stage in a way that one could tongue-in-cheek bring a little bit of an awareness about. So I'm busy with a one-woman show. It's a cabaret with golden oldie songs, and it's called Crazy.
I love that name so much. Also one of
Crazy.
My favorite songs.
Yes,
was,
oh, it's lovely.
Such a beautiful song, but such a nice name for a show.
And it's subtitled Crazy, Golden Oldies with a Touch of Bipolar.
There you go.
So yes, if anybody out there ever wants to see a woman who cannot balance on kinky boots, but can walk in sensible shoes and sing a bit about the craziness of life and how to cope with it and how music can just lift you out of your seat when you're feeling mm-hmm. down and low, then please come and support us, and you can give Henny a buzz anytime and he'll give you my number.
I'm sure we'll get into your contact details just in a moment, because we're going to be flooded by calls.
Oh, my goodness. Right.
But I mean, you've had a long musical career in this country.
Yes, well, I started with light music in the 80s, heaven forbid, where the hair was so big and the shoulder pads were bigger. And then I went into more cabaret-style music. It was all very Afrikaans-based. I did a turn in gospel. I did a turn in jazz. I did a lot of theater in between. And then at some point, my mental illnesses just took over. And it was about 10 years that I just disappeared off the stage. Mm. And I only actually recently decided, look, you've got enough happy pills to keep you going. Just, you know.
Be happy and go and do it.
pull your big old panties up and go back to the stage. And so, yeah, it's been a year now.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a lovely road to start back on again. And it's great to do music as well that is completely different to what I've done before. So it's all laid back swing and jazz.
Mm.
It's really old school. And the audiences that I've had have enjoyed it very much. Often people have come to me and said, you know, they've just gone through a terrible state, the depression, or this one has been diagnosed, and how the information that comes out of the show has also helped them.
Mm.
So it's lovely to be part of something that you know can touch lives, but also just make you tap your feet and smile a bit with a tear now and then.
You work with a live pianist?
Yes, I do. He's not dead. He's alive. His name is Bram Potgieter. Yeah, he and I have also known each other for a million years, and we make a good team.
Mm-hmm.
He's also specializes in jazz and swing music. So it's nice to be on stage with somebody that you can really gel with. You know, you can just look the other way, make mistakes, whatever. We just keep going. And I think, you know as well, whatever you do on stage, if you can trust who you're sharing that stage with, it just gives you a boost of confidence. And you know, we're there to catch each other when we fall. We're there to, you know, live off each other's energy. Mm. It really is special. So, yeah, I'm having a time of my life.
And now your show doesn't work like you book a theater and you perform and you sell tickets and people come. You kind of sell the show and you go on little tours.
We do a bit of both. We do a bit of both. Yeah. We like to work on invitations, mm-hmm. but we have done some performances, World Bipolar Day and such, mm-hmm. and we've been to Pretoria. We were in what's that lovely theater? The Pioneer Theater.
Oh, that was just down the road from us.
And the smaller theaters, you know, the in Nepal, O'Meal Theater and Boarding Ice. We like our cabaret bistro settings. It is ideal for small settings, and the more wine you drink, the crazier you feel, honey. And then all resistance crumbles, and then the truth gets out.
So if people want to get to you and book your show? Or
yes, look, give me a call anytime. I'm on 078-922-1225. Very laid back, or if you really just have a problem and you need some numbers to point you in the right direction. I'm no doctor. I'm just another crazy kid on medication. But really, I know that a lot of us struggle with a lot of things in our lives, and we all just have to give each other a helping hand. So if you want to come watch the show, you want to invite us to come perform the show, or if you just want to have a check and a good cry, phone me anytime.
And Reese number 078-922-1225. That's on the South African dialing code +27. Marie, how wonderful to have spent a wonderful day at the theatre with you.
Thank you so much, my new theatre buddy,
so we're going to do much more of this.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. If we can scrounge some tickets for free and not have to pay for them at the Fugard.
I think that was a hint, wasn't it?
No, a hint.
Nudge.
No, I'll send an email. But coming to you from the beautiful Cape Town, lovely city, so much vibey things happening here, so much theatre.
So much love.
Yeah.
I love this place. Mm. I really do.
And so much talent.
Yes.
Oh, that's the best part.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely.
Cool. Okay, so next time we'll go to the theater. We will be back with another episode of Theater Bitches. Thank you very much, Marie. Have a lovely
Thanks
day.
Thanks so much for having
and,
me. It's awesome.
We'll speak some more.
Thank you.
Fantastic. And that brings us to the end of this episode of Theater Bitches. We'll be back next time telling you all about the shows we love and we hate. I'm Hendrik for Gay SA Radio, where you are family.